to Hashtag WrestlePals, your weekly dose of stupid. Today we're going to get shrug extreme. Extremely extreme. There won't be any extreme happening. WWE's pay-per-view Extreme Rules was this last weekend, so that is going to be the topic du jour. So my thoughts overall, it's a good pay-per-view. But I have to agree with everybody else, just like we've been saying on this pod for almost the entirety of his existence. Let's ditch these pay-per-views. Call them literally anything else. Hell in a Cell doesn't need to be a pay-per-view. Extreme Rules doesn't need to be a pay-per-view. I don't even think Elimination Chamber needs to be a pay-per-view. Should just be a match. TLC doesn't need to be a pay-per-view. Money in the Bank does. I mean, I guess technically it doesn't, but I can forgive Money in the Bank because it feels like it has weighted consequences. And storyline. But man, it is a shame that Extreme Rules was a good pay-per-view, even though it was Extreme Rules. I've been trying to like figure out how I want to tackle these, you know, going forward instead of the same stilted, boring, you know, match by match. Cause I'm not taking very many notes because most of the time I'm enjoying it. So why would I? So maybe I'll just, you know, go over like the big points. Liv versus Mella, and no joke, you know, maybe you guys know this about me, but I love Liv Morgan. Liv is timeless. Maybe eventually that'll catch on. Timeless Liv Morgan. I love it. You know, she wrestled Carmella in a singles match. It was on the pre-show. They had a reasonable amount of time. Both women looked great. Mella is in a zone, and she put out a tweet saying something about, you know, Bailey got hurt, so Mella stepped in. Sasha couldn't show up, Mella stepped in. Liv needs relevancy, Mella's there for her. Yeah. Especially this version of her. Like, this version of Carmella is outstanding. It is my favorite version of her to date. She has a firm grasp on who the character is and how the character works in the ring and out of the ring. It's great. And it was the perfect foil for Liv who is on the come up. So they have the big match, and Liv gets a huge win. There was Let's Go Morgan chance. Big time pop for Liv Morgan. The time is now. I'm not saying she needs to immediately move to that title picture, but keep her on the come up. Keep her on the way up. And she's my early favorite for Royal Rumble. And that's not just as, you know, Liv Morgan guy. This is as the, like, just watching programming. Early favorite for the Royal Rumble. And shoot, going into Mania next year, Liv versus Becky Lynch. I'm in. I'm way in on that. We would need a couple other baby faces to kind of step up to keep Becky busy while Liv is on the way up. But I think that can happen. I mean, the obvious next step is Sasha and or Bianca based on television or based on the pay-per-view, and we'll get to that later. But that was, this was Liv's best performance to date. Perfect time for it. People have been complaining about how they haven't been getting enough TV time, but you know what they've been doing with that TV time? Capitalizing on it. Maximize your minutes is something I come back to all the time on this show. You only get 2 minutes. People were complaining about the match time. I don't give a shit about the match time on TV. The idea is to pay to watch somebody wrestle. When do you do that? At the pay-per-view. To me, what was important was introductions, Short match time, sure. Mic time afterwards. I think that was TV a couple weeks ago. But regardless, if you come in there, you maximize your minutes, then you perform like this when you get the spotlight on you, you're going to move up the ladder. And Liv is going to do just that because now the crowd is not only just being loud for her, visibly chanting for her, or audibly chanting for her. That's how you become undeniable. The crowd, when the crowd tells you what they want, and they want Morgan. So do I. I love Liv. She's so great. The main card, you know, again, we're just going to kind of, we'll breeze through these things. New Day versus Lashley, Almos, and Styles. This is the one thing that it served is it made Big E look great. Made him look great as the new WWE champion. I'm into it. He was big, you know, fired up. And Ian Styles? Yes, please. I'll take it. Street Profits and the Usos. Man, God, the Usos rule, don't they? And I mean, the Street Profits are a great tag team, but they are moving their way into the elite category as far as WWE current tag teams are concerned. You know, they have a great ring presence. They have a great screen presence, period. Not to say that their matches have lacked, but they needed the opponent to bring them to the classic level. And that is what matches with the Usos are doing. You love to see it. Nice fire up by Dawkins. Look at Dawkins go. Another blind tag seems... Oh. Yeah. This happened in the six-man, too. So, I feel like every tag match now has a blind tag. Do we have to do that in every match? I love that it gets used. I'm cool with it happening once a show. But to have it in every tag match? I don't think so-and-so noticed. Okay. Cool. But another great match. The Usos retain. Yeah, quick notes here. Alexa. Damn it. Yes, you heard me. I know. Bliss versus Charlotte. And my first note was good lockup. This was a way better match than it had any rights being, given Bliss's current character. And I enjoy what she's been doing on television. I know I'm in the vocal minority on this, you know, television audience and people in the stadiums are saying otherwise, but the internet, they don't like it. I get it. But I enjoy it cause I'm into it. What can I say? But it's still Charlotte Flair across the ring from her. And Bliss is a great wrestler, good to great wrestler. And so you pair her up with Charlotte, what's going to come of it? Ended up being a really, really, really good match. Yeah, not a fan of the post-match stuff. Very much not a fan of Lily getting ripped up, a little excessive, like screaming from Bliss and the... Alka-Seltzer not working, the foam tablet in her mouth not working. You know, supposedly she's going to be off television for a while. And in my opinion, that's a good thing. I think that every character needs a rest. We saw Nia Jax get written off television for a while. It looks like maybe Eva Marie might be as well for a little while. U.S. title match, Hardy versus Sheamus versus Priest. What can I say here? Big strong dudes beating each other up and Jeff Hardy being Jeff Hardy. It is what it is. But they are doing wonderful things with Damian Priest. He is looking strong. He is looking every bit the U.S. champion. I'm into it. I love Damian Priest as a U.S. champion. Can he take the championship to new levels? I don't know. I'd like to see him move away from some of these established names and start seeing if we can pull up some guys that, well, you know, I don't know, man. Let's just see. Let's get him mixing it up with everybody. Let's see what happens. Lynch versus Belair. Big reaction for Bex. Very nice tone set. When did Becky Lynch start doing... Kurt Hennig used to do like that neck whip. And I don't know that I'd ever seen Becky do it before this last... at the pay-per-view. I like it. I like it a lot. She's definitely changed her offense a good portion while she was away. I'm into that. And then Sasha comes in and causes chaos. It looked like the match was about to start winding down. Sasha comes in, attacks Bianca, and then Becky's kind of like, oh, yay, hey. And then Sasha attacks her too. I still want Liv versus Sasha next. I don't think that's like immediate on the docket, but I think Liv stepping in to tag with Bianca to even the odds at versus a Sasha and Becky. Gimme. I'm in. Gimme. And then the main event of the evening was Roman versus the Demon. This was probably... Okay, so this was the Extreme Rules match. Pardon. And, you know, part of me is cool with it because the main event was the Extreme Rules match. Okay. You know, like sometimes I feel like, you know, the gimmick pay-per-views, like if you're going to have, you know, said gimmick, it needs to be the main event. So this was the only one with weapons being okay. I am still in favor of scrapping Extreme Rules as a pay-per-view and moving on to anything else. But in this instance, this was a really good Extreme Rules match. I could take a little bit more extreme, a little bit more weapons and stuff, but Finn looked completely even to Roman in every way possible. This was an outstanding main event. And then what the fuck happened with the finish? The only thing I'll give them this is, I gotta watch Friday and see how the fuck they walk out of that one. Like, how do they explain that away? I was not a fan of that. Again, I saw people, you know, complaining about him coming back to with the music and stuff. I don't know. Cheesy, sure, but I'm also kind of into it. I kind of liked it. But the rope breaking and it's just such a bummer when this was a really, really good main event Universal Championship match between Roman and Finn Balor. And it kind of is going to get remembered as that now. I understand we have to protect Finn, and more specifically the Demon, from the loss. There has to be a reason, and I'll give them points for creativity, even though the creativity was not great. But man, talk about almost completely erasing a great match. I can't imagine, with Big E moving over now, though, I can't imagine Balor's done. I can't believe he's just going to take it laying down. I'm curious to how they get out of that, because Friday's going to have some sort of answers. The draft is coming up too. Very much. Actually, here's my note. Killer match, bizarre as fuck finish. Yeah, not a great finish. But and here's what bums me out. This was an overall really good pay-per-view. I had a lot of fun watching it. I enjoyed all of the matches. That one finish was like, what the shit was that? it doesn't completely erase the pay-per-view for me, but it definitely puts a note of, instead of, yeah. So that's a bummer. Speaking of the draft, I guess, you know, we'll come back, talking points, draft, Keith Bearcat Lee, stuff like that. Yeah, we will be right back. Hello, hello. How goes it? We are back. Talking points. We're only going to go over two today. They seem to be, well, one might be happening right now. So never mind. We'll go with the two that I had on the docket. Keith Bearcat Lee. A lot of people seem to hate it. I don't want to say I love or hate it, but it seems like he's into it, or at least it seems to be a copyright issue. He didn't want to give up Limitless. WWE didn't want to put him on TV as Limitless. That sucks. But Keith Bearcat Lee doesn't bother me. If it's something that he can lean into, then I'm into it. If he leans into it and gets him more television time, more matches, we get to see more Keith Lee, I'm into it. If it turns out that he's just doing it just to appease them and, you know, finish out his contract, I also wouldn't be surprised. But in the meantime, if this gets him on television every week, I'm way in. I don't care. It's still Keith Lee. He rules. And we still get a great theme from him. And hopefully, mic time. That was my biggest takeaway. You have this name change. You have him come out and dominate. Just give him the mic. Let him tell us why he's Keith Bearcat Lee now. I don't care what the reason is. I will buy it if you let him sell it. I like the guy, so let him sell it. Give him a mic. Let him run through somebody next week. Give him a mic. Let him tell us why he's Keith Bearcat Lee. You have 3 freaking hours. You can fit some mic time in for Keith Lee. This dude is massive potential that you guys are letting go to waste. Let us love him. Give him a fucking mic. Please and thank you. Upcoming this Friday and Monday, the friggin' draft. I come and go on the draft. Mostly because half the time the people that change shows, nothing changes for them. I need Liv to stay on SmackDown. So that's first things first. I need Liv to stay on SmackDown. I feel like she could make a more immediate impact given current television on Raw. She could find her way into the ring with Charlotte a lot easier. There's history there, a lot faster. But I think that letting her stay on SmackDown and continuing to build her again. There's a story to be told there that they've said on TV, or at least I think they have. At least if they haven't, they've said it in interviews for Liv versus Becky Lynch. There's no reason you can't have Becky Lynch retain the title all the way to Mania. There's no reason Liv can't be the one to take it off her by winning the Royal Rumble. I don't think we're asking too much there. You put a potential massive star, like somebody who has massive star potential, like Liv Morgan, who's been grinding and is very WWE. And you put her in that position and she will succeed. She will shine. She will succeed. Is she somebody that can be the champion for a long term? I don't know. You don't know until you let it happen. But build and let's find out. She'll be made. She'll be able to be one of the major women in the division. And then you can flop shows, you know, put her on Raw, put her on SmackDown, whatever. But let's make her first, shall we? I feel like Bianca's going to end up going to Raw, and because she could easily step right the hell in with Charlotte and have a major feud with Charlotte. The Raw women's division, for as talented as it is up in the air. especially like we talked about Bliss. It looks like she's going to be off TV for a while. Nia Jax probably going to be off for a little while. Yeah, Doudrop step in and have a match with Charlotte. And Doudrop, I hate the name, but it's growing on me. God, I love that theme. Oh, it's so stupid, but I love the theme. But not ready. Like, definitely not ready for that kind of, you know, that kind of elongated feud with Charlotte. Can she put on a great match with Charlotte? Sure. I practically guarantee it. Even as Doudrop. But is that character viewed that way on television by the audience? No. And I think you immediately end up turning around and giving it back to Charlotte anyway. If so, why not give us a great feud with Bianca? Who else needs to, you know, I think he is officially Raw. If he's not, he will be come draft as the WWE champion. The Hurt Business is back together. I don't care where they go as long as they get to stay together. Please give me more Hurt Business. And I need it somehow still to be Bloodline versus New Day at Survivor Series. Since titles aren't on the line anyway, please give me that. We got a little taste of it. Was it last week? But I would like to see the whole thing, please. Thank you. Again, Hurt Business needs to stay together, whichever show you put them on. I think you can probably leave them on Raw. And if you're smart, they're the heel factory for E. E is working with the Hurt Business for the next couple months. He gets, man, E versus Cedric, E versus Shelton. Yeah. E versus Styles. You know, we mentioned that one earlier. That's the thing. He needs heels to work with. Line up the heels, bring them on. Obviously he's probably not done with Lashley. But let's build back to Lashley. Give me Cedric. Give me Shelton. Then give me Lashley again. And let's see what else we can do with other heels. I don't know who else is going to be switching around. They've done a soft reset on Karrion Kross. I think he probably stays put, and I could see him probably elevating pretty fast. I don't know if he ends up being the guy to take it off of E, but this is already infinitely better. Notice what they're doing. They're letting him talk. You gotta let these people talk, man. We gotta know who the hell they are. I'm very guilty. I love the matches, and I think that's why I don't complain about Raw and SmackDown, is because I like the matches. But if you want to get people invested, they gotta know who the hell these people are. And that's the one thing NXT does, is they let you invest in the characters. Vignettes, talking segments, and not just promo battle. Let's find out who these people are. And let's continue doing that. That's why you had the big miss with Keith Lee. I'm looking forward to the draft just to see how it shakes out. Please let Liv, I'm putting this out into the open. Please let Liv stay on SmackDown. SmackDown is coming to Norfolk in November. And I'm seriously waiting on tickets. Buying tickets to find out after the draft. If she stays on SmackDown, I'll buy tickets. I'll go. Dead serious. As cool as it would be to go see Roman, especially current Roman, I've seen him before. I would like to go see Liv. And so, there. Okay. We are a podcast. You knew that already. Hopefully you've subscribed. Hopefully you've rated. Hopefully you've commented. If you haven't, please do any or all of those things. Best way you can help the show is by sharing. Tell a friend. Hey, man, I like hashtag WrestlePals. You can too. You can also use hashtag WrestlePals on social media. Find it, like it, maybe we'll talk. Or if you would rather be more direct, at WrestlePalsVA on Twitter, at WrestlePals on Instagram, and at WrestlePalsVA on Facebook, even though I never use it. I think that's all of that. But if you want to come join the Legion of Stupid Discord, there will be a link. All you have to do is ask for it. I'll give you that link. Come join. Come chat wrestling with us on wrestling days. If you want to go take it a step further, take your support a step further, patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the club and gets you automatic into the Discord. $5 a month at the hashtag wrestle party tier gets you access to the hashtag wrestle party channel. And when we do live WrestlePals Road to WrestleMania, you'll be able to watch that and it'll be good times. But with that, man, time to wrap this puppy up, right? God damn it, WrestlePals.